Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Welcome to my new listeners. Woo-hoo! Let's get this show started. Reality Spirituality. What the heck? Who is she? What is this show about, huh? Well, thank you for asking. One of the things I like to, especially because I get new likes every week, I don't know how these people are finding me. I am so backwards with the staying on it, posting every day. Oh, my goodness, it's just so much work. But people are finding the show, and people are finding Reality Spirituality. And Reality Spirituality is simply how to, and this is about everyday life, how to experience this life with all of its ups and downs, with all of its challenges, with all of the bad press that 2020 is getting, how to experience this life and be happy regardless of what happens, regardless of your circumstances. And when I share with people that happiness is a practice, happiness is a practice skill, I had two people this week say to me, well, they sent in an email or a post, and they said, I've never thought about it like that. Well, each and every one of you out there that's listening to the show, you all have skills. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're skilled with a makeup artist, cutting hair, gardener, athlete, it doesn't matter, your doctor, it doesn't matter what your skill is, we're all skilled in this. Happiness, when I say it's a practice skill, it really is a practice, and it is an everyday, ongoing, committed practice. And the more you practice and the more you commit to it, the happier you will feel. And when I say happy, my definition of happy is to be able to feel peace and feel a vibration of contentment and feel satisfied regardless of what happens to you. Regardless of what happens and regardless of what's happening out there in the world. I know it's a difficult concept because we were all programmed to feel bad when A, B, or C happens and to feel good when D, E, F, G, H, I happens. But I'm here to tell you that it is the programming that causes us to suffer. It is the programming that I attack on a weekly basis. And that programming includes labels. Now, if you've listened to the show, you know I have a whole list. I don't know what I'm up to now. What is it about? Let's see. I'm going to do eyeball 5. 10, 15, 20, 20. I'm going to say 30, 35, 35 behaviors, common behaviors that subtract from happiness. And one of those behaviors is labeling. Labeling anything good, labeling anything bad, labeling. All labels subtract from happiness. And then you say, describe something if I can't use a label. Well, life is, and I've said it a million times, life is an experience without the labels. We were all having an experience without the labels, and that's what happens when you're first born. You don't have, you're, nobody tells you, you're not programmed yet to say, okay, now you pooped all over yourself. That's a horrible example. Horrible example. Please just scratch all of that I just said. We were not taught to, we were taught to, okay, this happens, you lose something, that's bad. You know what I'm talking about, my dear audience. You've listened to the show long enough to know. And so when I say the topic of the day is where's your focus, because your focus, either you're focusing on what's wrong in this world or what's wrong in your life or what's wrong with somebody else, or you're focusing on what's right. And what's wrong, wrong is a label and right is a label, but to share exactly what I'm talking about, I have to use what's wrong and what's right as an example. So are you focused on what's wrong? Are you finding what's wrong? Are you focused on the problem? You've heard it. I mean, come on. I know you've heard it forever. Are you focused on a problem or are you focused on a solution? It's very, very simple. The practice, see, what happens is the focus, I don't know what that is, but it is a gradual, it is a focus, it is a cancer, it is a virus in our world to focus on what's wrong, to look for what's wrong, to look for, and it could be a personal thing, looking in the mirror, oh, gee, I'm too fat, looking in the mirror, oh, I don't like my hair color, looking in the mirror and finding fault with self. And then whenever you find fault with self, I'm here to tell you, you will find fault with others. So it always comes back to self. It always comes back to that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person in the mirror who can make choices when you live consciously, when you are always conscious in the moment. And yes, I'm here to tell you that it is a lot of work, but especially in the beginning, it's just like when you first started learning how to drive a stick shift. Is first started learning how to ride a bike, a two-wheeler. It is a lot of work, but once you get it, it becomes automatic. It becomes automatic. And so my challenge to you, my dear listener, is to do you focus on when you look out in the world or when you look at self or when you're analyzing or you're making those judgments, you know, all judgments subtract from happiness too. But when you're making all those judgments, are you focusing on what's wrong? Because when I look out there and when I talk to a lot of people, you know, out and about, when I'm out and about, the focus is on what's wrong. I believe I said this last week or the week before. There was two people that I've talked to, and they just love the fact that people aren't out and there's a shutdown in some states and in some areas. I mean, can you imagine that? And that's what I'm talking about, the perspective. Each and every one of us can choose our perspective. And so you can either perceive something's wrong and there's a problem, or you can look beyond what the ego wants you to believe, the ego slash mind wants you to believe that there's something wrong, focus on what's wrong. Or you can focus on, or you can find and look for and discover what's right or what's good. And if you can't, if for some reason there is absolutely no way to find something good, to focus on what's good, In this mass world where the spotlight is usually on what's wrong, then that's up to you to practice looking for finding what's good. I drove yesterday about 30 minutes away from, I call this place the treehouse, about 30 minutes away to where the fires were in Oregon, and I took some pictures. It was really interesting to see. I'd never been that close in the middle of the forest after a forest fire. I mean, a massive forest fire. And looking at those trees and saying to myself, because, you know, of course, if I'm up here talking it, I have to walk it. How do I find something good? How do I focus on what's good about thousands and thousands and thousands of acres being burned and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, houses are being burned? I mean, how do you even do that? How do I even wrap my head around finding something good? And I'm here to tell you that if, I'm just speaking for myself, if I immediately can't find out or can't figure out, okay, there is something good that happened with this fire, looking at all of these trees and these bare trees, and I didn't even know that when trees burn, a lot of them still stay standing, but they're just without leaves, and they're just these poles stuck in the ground. So it was really fascinating and interesting to see all of this and still smell the fire after all those fires. And we had a lot of rain. We had a lot of rain yesterday. But anyway, I digress. So if I can't find what's good. And when I say immediately, because it is a practice, are you automatically go right to the negative, automatically go right to what's wrong? And if I cannot, because sometimes it takes a little while, if I cannot find what's good, I trust that everything that is unfolding, that everything that is happening is in divine order. If I can't see it, and if I can't come up with a specific reason or specific concept, then I just jump on the trust train. Jumping on the trust train, because looking back, and I'm going to challenge each and every one of my audience members, and also if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And so the challenge, and it is a challenge to find what's good. But I'm gonna say, look at your own life, and how in your own life there has been. Because listen, we all have our own personal challenges and our own personal journey, and your specific challenges, and maybe not in the moment. Maybe not when it's happening and you're right in the middle of it and it feels all uncomfortable, and that's a really nice way to say feels like shit, uncomfortable. If you can't find it in the moment, trust that you will be able to find something good, maybe with time. Maybe with another month or 2 months or 3 months or even 6 months to a year, looking back on all of your challenges, looking back on all of the things that in the moment just felt horrible. Can you look back now, what is it, the middle of October 2020, can you look back and find, I'm going to challenge you to find 5 good things that came out of one of those circumstances that you would, listen, hold your hand up in the air if you would have preferred not to have happened. But now at a later date, you can look back and say, wow, look at how I grew from this. Look at how I expanded from this. Look at what I've learned from this. Look at how I've elevated from this circumstance. And when you're really conscious and when you are committed to, when I say committed to, being happy, and of course, this happy isn't because of what happens. This happiness is a foundation. What are you rooted in? What are you rooted in? Peace, trusting, letting go, being okay with uncertainty, acceptance. Are you rooted in those things? Are you rooted in surrendering? Are you rooted in acceptance of the present moment? staying in the present moment. Because when you practice all of those self-awareness, oh, this is a good one, this is a good one. Oh, oof, this is a real hard one. Oh, it's so difficult. Staying out of everybody else's business. Staying out of, and not noticing, and when I say not noticing, I'm talking about having blinders, meaning that knowing that these people, whoever they are on their own journey and will experience their own life lessons. So staying out of everybody's business. Yesterday I was after class, after I was finished teaching my class, I usually don't do this, but I stayed around and, you know, the students were chatting, and I stayed around, and sure enough, the only thing everyone's chatting about is other people, what they're doing, how they're feeling, why they did it, why they're acting a certain way. It was all about someone else. And I said, this is why I don't hang out with scratch what I just said, because I can hang out with anyone that I choose, but this is why the extended time, I don't extend time to hang out, because if the focus is on anyone else and talking about anyone else in a negative way, I know that eventually or sooner than later, I'm going to be the topic of conversation myself. I mean, isn't that the truth? If you're around people that talk about other people, that talk about other people negatively, you know that it's just a matter of time. You're not going to be there, but you're going to be talked about too. So I don't even know why I got on that topic. But when I say where's your focus, it is really a question that could be answered in every single moment. Now, your focus determines how you're going to feel. And how you determine and how you feel determines your focus. If you're focused and you're making and you're putting a judgment on something that this is wrong or this is bad or this shouldn't be happening, then of course, guess what? If you're focused on what's wrong and if you're focused on what you think is bad and if you're focused on what you think shouldn't be happening, how are you going to feel? This show, Reality Spirituality, all I do is share with you how to feel at peace in every single moment. How to do that. The focus is never on anyone else. The focus is never on any other situation out there. I mean, if you want to feel good and if you want to be at peace, now if you're interested in the drama, if you're attached to the drama, if you're addicted to the drama, if drama is a habit for you, if that's what you, I mean, listen, sitting in peace and being okay with nothing happening and being okay with absolutely nothing happening. And I mean that vibration. Okay, I'm sitting here looking out, seeing trees, feeling peace and feeling not. Are you okay with nothing? Are you okay with that vibration of peace? And I have to say that there was a time in my life where, no, I was addicted to the drama. I needed the drama. The drama was juice for me. The drama was my lifeblood. Lifeblood? Does that even make sense? Lifeblood? The drama, the wanting something to happen, the arguments, the back and forth. And I have to say that at this time, oh my God, it is just so, it's like a magnet that I'm not attracted to the back and forth. I mean, I can do maybe a small moment of, okay, you believe this, I believe this, and then if you go back and forth, I'm done. You can believe whatever you want to believe, and I'm going to be okay with it. There was a time in my life where I wasn't okay with whatever other people did or other people believed or other people judged, or I was not okay with it at all. And it was only until I said, okay, let's commit. I'm committing to this happiness train. Because I've got one life here. When I say one life here, I'm talking about right now, and I'm experiencing this right now. This is it in this lifetime. So how do I flow through it, being at peace with all of it, with all of the things that are happening out there? One of the things that really helps me, with this practice, is knowing that my vibration is my contribution. I've said it before, I've said it a millions of times, but your vibration is your contribution to the planet. And that's why it's so important for me. This thing about interpretations and something being good and something being bad, it can be, I mean, it's so, people are so polarized and so divided and so into what I found, they're so into, let me just scratch that. I used to be so into, I just knew that my way was the right way. And I'm going to even extend that to this happiness thing. Because I've been around too many people, and I've taught too many classes, and I know that everybody is not interested in being happy. Or when I say being happy, is vibrating that peaceful vibration all the time. It's not an interest. It's not their cup of tea. I can do it for a moment, I'll do it for a little bit, but 24/7, it's like, drinking a glass full of lemons. No, thank you. Now, it used to be hard for me to understand that. It used to be hard for me to accept that. It was a big challenge. What do you mean? Don't you know that you can choose peace over drama? Why would you choose drama? But even me, your global happiness specialist, had to let go of everybody else and everybody else's business. I was telling my son a couple of weeks ago, when this first, I don't care what side you're on with the mask, because there's so much science on either, well, don't get me started. But there's this big divide with the mask, like the sneeches that had stars on their stomachs and the sneeches that didn't. There's such a big divide with people that wear masks and people that don't wear masks. And I was telling my son, who just happened, hey, what's up, Nathan, who just happened to come on the line, I was telling him a couple weeks ago, there was a time when all of this happened, and I refused to wear a mask. And every time I went out and I see these people, this before it was mandated, you have to wear a mask. And I remember telling Nathan that, I would go out and I would get so bothered by people wearing masks outside because, in my world, anyway, so bothered by it and so focused on it and so, they're fearful, they're weak, all of these things, and it would bother me. Listen, these people wearing their masks, they're happy as hell or whatever they are, but I'm up here suffering, putting a judgment on other people, and so I was feeling bad, and I had to turn that around quick because every time I went out, I found something wrong with what somebody else was doing or not doing, because they weren't thinking like me, okay? So I got to a point where it felt really uncomfortable, feeling bad, feeling, having the struggle of looking at someone else and thinking that they should be smarter or not smart, whatever my thoughts were. But I had to let that go. I had to let it go because it was not giving me, it was not serving me, and there was absolutely no peace in that behavior. So all I'm here to share with you is you have the power. You can decide how you want to feel depending on your focus. Are you focused on are you focused on thinking that there's something wrong with this person or this policy, or are you trusting and letting go that, okay, this is what it is. What is it? The it is what it is kind of, it is what it is. And that is, I remember never using that because, you know, everybody uses that. I really don't like using a statement that everybody uses. But that is such a powerful statement because it's so true. It is what it is. Period. People thinking, people believing, circulating, mass, no mass, they are going to do what they do. Now, it's up to me. It's up to me to say, you know what I'm going to focus on? I'm going to focus on knowing that everybody that thinks differently than I do, there is a purpose for that, and there is a good purpose for that. And even to the point they feel their, scratch that because I don't know how they feel, but their what they're doing is okay for them. Letting go of all these people out there, I'm telling you, the reward is peace and your shoulders are down. Some of the things, and let's get back to the label. So when you label something good, when you label something bad, when you label something right, and you label something wrong, you're already setting yourself up. You're already setting yourself up to feel for your vibration. Okay, let me just explain vibrations really quick. Either you're vibrating, let's just take water. I love using this as an example. The phases, the forms of water, from an ice cube, water is frozen to ice, to a liquid, to when you put fire under it, it's steam. So your vibration can be described as any one of those forms, either solid ice, or your liquid, or your steam. Can you imagine, can you intuitively come up with which one is going to feel lighter and freer and open? Which one of those? Is it the ice cube? No. The answer is no. Ice cube, you can feel the difference. It's hard. It's unyielding. It's not flowy. And then the water and then the steam. So all I'm sharing with you is, how do you want to feel throughout your day? And all of the time, let me also be very, very honest. All the time, you're not going to feel steamy and light and flowy because this because this life is about the experience. And so even when you are the ice cube, and even when you are feeling a little heavier or and you're not feeling steamy and light, even when you are feeling that, that's still an acceptance of where's your focus. Is there something wrong now? I'm feeling like an ice cube? No, there's never anything wrong. There are never any mistakes. It's just an experience. Life is an experience without the judgment. But what I'm sharing with you, and this is the truth, that the more you practice eliminating those behaviors that subtract from your peace, and the more you practice adding the behaviors that add to peace, you will be at peace even when you are in the ice cube form. Now, that is the truth because you know under all of that, even if you are an ice cube, under all of that, you are at peace. You are at peace. Let me just look at my notes. So the so it really is, let's see, letting go of the label. So the question I asked myself yesterday when I saw those trees that were burned down, I mean, I didn't go and see. I saw enough. And I said, well, okay, what is good about that? And I have to say, I couldn't come up with an answer yesterday. But there is a trust. There is a trust that I know that there is a reason and there is a benefit for all of it. There is an evolution. Even going back to the beginning of the earth. And listen, those dinosaurs had to be eliminated or else we wouldn't be here. So there's a slow, sometimes not understanding the evolution of the planet, of man, but know and trust that all of it is good. That's a very peaceful place to live and a very peaceful place to stay. So happiness is a practice skill, and like any skill, the more you commit to the practice, and it is a daily practice, my dear audience, daily practice, moment by moment practice, 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 practice. The more you practice, the easier it becomes, and the more it becomes your identity. The practice becomes your identity. And the first part of the practice is just eliminating the behaviors that are proven to subtract from your happiness. And the second part of the practice is cultivating behaviors and practicing the behaviors that have been established to add to your happiness. Eliminate and add. And two of the things for today's show is to practice what are you focused on. And not only what are you focused on, are you judging what you're focused on? Are you focused on something and saying, oh, this is good or this is bad? Can you focus on something and say, I'm going to say, which is one of my favorite words, neutral. I'm going to just stay neutral on all this, universe. See, when I don't have an answer, when I can't come up with what's good about all those trees burning, I just throw my hands up and say, universe, I'm going to stay neutral. Bring me the answer whenever it comes or don't bring the answer, but I'm going to stay neutral. I'm going to stay neutral with my vibration. And a neutral vibration is a peaceful vibration. I got to write that down. That's brilliant. So backing up and summing up everything, labeling anything good or bad, labeling anything right or wrong, labeling anything a mistake, labeling anything a problem is really not the truth. It is a program. You're all taught to label something a problem. But it's really not the truth. It is just an experience. And so for your focus, when you focus on whatever you're focused on, and again, it is a practice. The more you practice, the easier it gets. Yesterday, oh my goodness, hold on a second. I have a little caller here. Hold on. Someone wants to join in the show. Yes. Well, welcome to Reality Spirituality. Hello, good morning, Nathan.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Do you have a comment or a question?
The only comment I have is I'm just liking everything a lot. I liked one of the last things I heard, which is choosing where my attention goes or my focus, and that I don't have to judge where my attention is right now. And I really like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I would use an analogy, if you're in the car, you're in the back seat, and someone else is driving, and you're driving in a scenic area, and you're just looking out at the trees or the desert or wherever you are, lake, river, wherever you're driving, but you're in a scenic area. And you're just looking, and you're looking, and you're not judging, you're not judging. So it's really, this life is really about witnessing witnessing the scenery, witnessing the scenery, witnessing the experiences, and that's it. The programming comes from, okay, this is experience is happening, and now I'm programmed to feel a certain way and act a certain way and behave a certain way and talk about something a certain way, when really I'm here to witness it all. Witness it, and then when you get to another level, when I say another level of witnessing, then an appreciation for all of it, an appreciation for all of the threads, all of the yarn. I'm visualizing a quilt now with all the different colors, multicolored quilt, visualizing all of it. Black is in it. Red is in it. Blue is in it. All different colors. Life is about all different colors and all different experiences. And so what? Is there a color that doesn't belong? No.
I guess not. I don't think a color doesn't belong. I think, and I also am just hearing that it can be really simple. I'm experiencing this, and it reminds me of us talking about stories and how our stories about why we're feeling a certain way or what to do about it or any of that can become so long, so complex, so many. And not only that, but, you know, I can carry a story from this moment into the next moment, to the next day, into the next week, years and years. The story. And I think you also use that word neutral, and I feel like when I really reduce the noise of the stories, it does leave me in a more neutral place, and it's less dramatic. The story makes it very dramatic, and there's a level of comfort in the drama, if that's what I'm used to. But there's also, I think, a deep, much deeper, honest level of comfort that comes from just being in neutrality and letting it, and witnessing it, and then seeing it pass, and then witnessing the next thing and seeing it pass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a question. Are you on speaker?
I'm not. I'm just in a room with a lot of echoes, but I can move to a different space.
Only because the sound's a little bit. But anyway, I do agree. Well, not agree, but I like your. You know, when you getting back to the stories, those stories have legs. Those stories have legs. Stories on top of stories, and I only share the for me, the whole thing about the story, is the story making me feel good? Is the story bringing me peace? Or is the story bringing me something other than peace? So if the story is bringing me something other than peace, like you said, just be simple. Just keep it simple. If the story is bringing me something other than peace, I know, number one, that the story, number one, is a program. Number two, high possibility, 99.9% of the possibility isn't real. It's all concocted. It's all concocted from, authored by my ego and my mind. And if I'm not finding any peace in it, I'm going to put it on the stage and witness it even more. Oh, okay, I got it. Because there's a fine line in resisting the story. I'm talking about for me, resisting the story and witnessing the story and letting the story, you know what I like to do? Sometimes for me it works. It's like the 4th of July and you light a fire, a firecracker, and then all of a sudden it's bright and it's got all this power and all these colors, and then it just fizzles out and dies. And with me, sometimes I just let my stories go and I say, oh, is that all you can do? Is that all you can come up with? And sometimes the story just fizzles out and dies, especially when I don't give it any attention or any importance or any fuel. What about for you? What do you have you found that? What do you do when you have your stories?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm thinking about what do I do? I noticed that I am in a tizzy, meaning either I'm like, okay, I might be in a tizzy, meaning that my mind might be thought after thought, racing with thoughts, or my body is uncomfortable, like my neck is tight, or I'm just really still, like I'm sitting in one spot, I'm sitting in a chair, or I'm my body is tight or not moving.
Are you rocking?
And
are you rocking back and forth?
No, rocking is a good sign. Rocking, the crazy rocking means I'm coming out of it. It's the first step out of that. Yes. That's so funny. Yeah, the rocking is a way I rock myself out of it. And I try to mix it up. So I just try to do something different. And okay, so if I'm still, then take a walk or start. I guess I do let it sizzle, like you said. And I do remind myself that it might take a little while to sizzle, because there is a sense of like panic, because it's so uncomfortable. And there's a thought like, well, I need to do something about this immediately. And
okay, so see, hold on a second, because this is really, really, really important what you're just saying. So that, okay, now I'm getting chills too. So now this is something else I want to remind the audience that listen, when you're going through or going through whatever it is, life's whatever issue, whether it's a story or a real experience or whatever it is, the impatience of wanting to feel something different or change it or feel something different is resistance right there. And I'm here to say that being okay with uncertainty, when is it going to end? I never know when it's going to end, but I definitely know it will end. I don't know when. Am I okay with number one, not knowing when it's going to end? And even if it doesn't, like you said, afternoon, maybe 2 days, maybe a week of stories, maybe I'm in a tizzy for a whole week. That could happen. That's happened. I was in a tizzy with the handyman and the grandma and the handyman house probably 14 days. I remember thinking it was 12, 14 days, and I remember just spiraling, and, it was the worst place to be. But after those days, I came out of it. So know that, and then one of your famous stories about being in situations and knowing that you're going to come out of it is a really important practice. And to let go of, this needs to change it. No, whatever you're experiencing, ride it out, let it go, accept it. So thank you for reminding the audience, not knowing when it's going to be over, and that's okay too.
Yeah, I love that so much. And now another thought came to me of when I'm in the stories, when I'm in a tizzy, whatever that state of mind, that state of being is, I don't think that the peace can come in that moment. It can come in any moment. I'll just change that. I think the peace can come in any moment. I just think there has to be a sense of me allowing it, being willing to shift my perspective from the problem to the solution. And just because I'm willing for peace or the answers to come or the tizzy to leave, doesn't mean it's going to come right away, but I do think that it takes me, okay, I'm shifting from this, focusing on this issue that I'm going through, and I'm open to peace whenever it comes. And it might be, and the other thing I want to say is, you know, I've tried to really work at the solution and what can I do about it, what can I do about it, and I'm sorry to say that maybe it's nothing that I do. Maybe it's just allowing the solution to come. And that really is tough because I think that takes – I know. I remember who I'm talking to. And yeah, and, you know, there's the patience and trust. There's a lot of trust. And yeah. And I know really don't have control over when. But I think I have control over if I'm willing, if I come to that point.
And you also have control over your practice of trust and how deep you trust, where did you just go automatically, not just you, but I go automatically into trust when all of that turmoil happens. I just go automatically into trust and don't even try to figure it out. Don't even think about it. Don't even, whatever. I trust. But one of the things when you were talking, okay, and this is a brand new concept when you were talking, and I've given that example of the ocean and the bottom of the ocean, the very bottom of the ocean where the sun doesn't even shine, where it's pitch black, the animals, the fish down there don't even have eyeballs because there's no sun down there. And all there is peace, 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 peace. Well, the surface of the ocean, say there's a tsunami, say there's waves crashing, say there's a windstorm, guess what? It's the same. Peace is a part of the turmoil. What? You heard me. Peace is a part. What?
Yeah, that's worth repeating. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Peace is a part. So I'm not dividing the bottom of the ocean from the top of the ocean with the tsunami. So there
I
is
see what
peace.
You're saying. Yes, I love that.
Yeah, there is peace in that tsunami. I mean, peace is extended in the tsunami. It may not feel like it. It may not look like it. But it is rooted. All of that tsunami is all the way. I mean, if peace is at the bottom, all the bottom of the ocean, it's the same. I can't separate. Well, there's half of the ocean that's peaceful and then half the ocean that's restless and having all these waves, you know, the tsunami. So it's all the same from the same thing. If peace and the tsunami is the same thing, the bottom of the ocean and the top of the ocean is the same, then yes, I can feel at peace in a tsunami. But do I know that and do I trust that? See, I'm looking at my life or life as I'm going up and down and up and down, roller coaster, but it's a ride. It's a very interesting ride. But it all stems from, it all is rooted in peace. Because I was born here. I was born at peace with myself and this life. That's how I was born.
Amen, sister. Come on now. I love so much of that. Now, I also, and I'm also coming to this point, you said that it's not separate. I mean, if we're talking about the bottom of the ocean where it's still and dark, or the top of the ocean where it's wavy and up and down, it's still the ocean. Am I right?
So, that's right. That's what I'm saying. That's right.
So I sometimes feel a calmness when I remember that, listen, I'm just a being on this planet, experiencing what I experiencing all of it. And that helps me remember that it's not wrong. The bottom of the top.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing ever wrong, ever. That's the thing. Now, I'm not going to, I mean, we're programmed to think that there's something wrong. Programmed to think that there's something wrong, but there's never anything wrong. Is the tsunami wrong? Is the bottom of the ocean wrong? Is it wrong not to have sunlight? No. It's all part of the same. And so the practice is trusting and knowing and believing that nothing's wrong, that it's just an experience. Sometimes I'm going to experience a tsunami. Sometimes I'm going to experience at the bottom of the ocean. Sometimes I'm going to experience in the middle. Is there anything wrong with that? No. No. Mm-hmm.
There is something wrong.
Right,
you know, something wrong. This show should be on 24 hours a day. We need this all the time. You're only giving us an hour, 50 minutes, 45 minutes. That's wrong.
Well, let me say this. We're working on it, but you know how slow the universe moves. The universe moves as slow or as fast as it wants to, and there's no way me pushing it out. But I'll tell you this, something's happening. Something's happening someday, somewhere, or it's just this.
Or not. Or not,
because I get that all the time with the, I should be world global. Where's my, I should be all over the world, universe teaching all, I should be. And then the universe hits me with, you're not satisfied with just one caller calling in. You're not satisfied with one listener. You're not satisfied with changing one perspective a week or one perspective a month. That's not good enough for you, girl. So I'm on the ride, whatever the ride
is.
It is
what it is.
What it is. It is what it
is.
It is
what it is.
Yes, so the topic of today is what's your focus, and I say what you focus on determines how you feel, and how you feel determines on your focus. What? Which means just be conscious of your focus and be conscious of judgment and be conscious of the labels. My young one, but there's no such thing as a good or a bad day. No such thing.
Oh, wow. Wow.
now
you tell
usually,
me. I wish you would have told me this a long time ago, but that's,
Well, I have told you, but you know how you don't listen. But there is no such thing as
true.
A good day or a bad day. It's just a day. And whenever anyone gets rid of that good day, bad day, guess what? Those days are going to, woo-wee. I mean, not labeling it good and bad, that's a lot of work. That's extra work. Now I got to put a label on something? Come on. No. Just a day. I don't care if I spend the whole day crying. Just the day of me crying. That's it.
Well, I like that so much. I'm tempted to say that this was a good conversation, but I'm just gonna say it was a conversation, and I'm glad to be here.
Yes.
Thank you for having me on your show. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, and that's exactly what I mean. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I mean. It's not a good conversation, it's just a conversation. And see, it's a practice, and when you practice even those little small things, Nathan, the small things, they turn into a habit. And then pretty soon, there won't be a good day, bad day, good conversation, bad conversation.
I love that so much. Thank you, RLN.
You're welcome.
And I'll catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, on his flip side. What a great call. I love when Nathan calls in. I love when he calls in. And that's not just because he's my son. That's not because it, but it's just the sharing. And see, we're all on this journey together. And the more, when I say the more you share, the more you tell yourself the truth about what's really going on with you, the quicker, the easier you'll be able to say, okay, let's see, what am I programmed? What is my programming? And am I ruled by, am I driven by the programming? Or am I open to see something that and experience something that I haven't thought about or haven't looked at it differently? See, there's always remaining open to all possibilities is the same as being open to, because the more open you are, the more freedom you're going to have. The more open you are, not only to ideas, but a shift in behavior, change of behavior, change in perspective, the more free you are going to be. Freedom comes from being open, not from being closed and not being able to change your mind. See, and it's so interesting because the self-monitoring, meaning the being aware of, like Nathan was saying earlier, the stories, just being aware of everything is a practice in itself. So it comes from either you are being robotic and you're following a program, or you are open to blank, starting fresh, blank, blank, blank slate, blank mind, and with the new ideas and the new concepts of not labeling anything good or bad. Choosing your focus. And you could even, you know what, you can even focus on something that you're going to label this as bad. But if you focus on that and you trust and you know that this is not going to stay like this, that I trust that this thing that is happening here that is so uncomfortable, it doesn't feel good, doesn't look good, doesn't feel good, but it's going to pass over you. It's going to happen. It's going to pass. And then you're going to have something is going to serve you from it. You're going to benefit from it. One of the things Nathan and I talked about, this was maybe a week ago or so, getting in a discussion or heated discussion, some people would call it an argument, that even after our arguments, now we get to laugh. We get to laugh at ourselves. He laughs at me. I laugh at him. We laugh at each other. And what a gift. What a gift comes from having a heated argument. Of course, he's always wrong and I'm always right, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, Reality Spirituality, thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, of course, is not up. You know that. Of course not. Of course not. Of course it's not. Follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington and LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I do have a few videos on YouTube. It's a work in progress, but you can check out the videos. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, is still being written, and I'm making some progress on that. How's that? And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, and you're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill, and your experience in every moment reflects what you practice. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
I love to spiritualize. Love to.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get real.
Time to get real.